to the Natural Professionals Mastering Your 21st Century Workflow series. I'm Sean Tuttle. Our mini lesson today is the magnificent mind dump. The mind can only track so much information at a time. Then it forgets or it tucks things away, waiting for some clear opportunity to pop it back up, which means that things pop up in your head in really inconvenient times. You're taking the dog for a walk and you think of something you need to do for a client. You're working for a client and you think of something that you need to get at the store. It gets, you know how it is. And you can sit there and say, get out of my head. I don't have time to think about this right now. And that's just how it is. Or you can be the brilliant natural professional that you are, know this is going to happen, and be prepared. The more options that you give your mind to actually mind dump, to get stuff up and out, the less frequently it's going to come up in inconvenient or annoying times. So this is relevant. Obviously, we do it in every wrap session. This is also a great thing to do, a great exercise to do when you're feeling overwhelmed that there's just too much to do. Because your head is just trying to track everything and it can't. It's just not really designed to do that. And so instead of actually remembering the stuff, it just gets worried that it's not remembering it. So you let your systems do the work. If you wake up in the middle of the night with your mind racing, great time to pull out that pen and paper and do a mind dump. What is everything that is tripping your head up right then, and get it down onto paper? It's also a great way to end the day. So we do this weekly in our wrap session, but at the end of the day, there are a number of things that have come up, thoughts, whatever. Just to do a comprehensive dump right then at the end of the day is a great way to keep things moving. Now, if you haven't done a comprehensive mind dump in a while, it will seem huge. You'll end up with a list that seems, feels like it's got hundreds of things on it. You'll unlock all kinds of little things that are stashed in all these nooks and crannies. And once they're down and out, you'll realize that a good number of them are not important. However, you will identify a whole bunch of important ones that finally are seeing the light of day. And you pull those into your wrap session. Those go into your system. The rest of them can get, they can get parked in that someday folder. And your mind has the peace of mind of knowing that that item is taken care of, that it's safe, that it's in your system, and that it doesn't have to worry about it anymore. The things that might come out in a mind dump, everything from to-dos. They could be lyrics to a song that you're working on. It could be something nice to do for your neighbor who just had surgery. It could be another feature of a service you're providing to clients. It could be a reminder to send the name of your drum teacher to a friend that you were talking to. Like, any of these things can be lurking around in your head, taking up RAM in your brain. Quick note on how. This is really simple. Obviously the quick answer is you can write stuff down anywhere. You can write it on a napkin at a cafe, on the back of your hand, on a grocery bag or a receipt or something. However, you are a brilliant natural professional and you know this is going to happen, so you can get clever and anticipate. So you've got the inbox in your to-do manager, which is a great place to park these random reminders. When you're out and about, either keep a notebook with you and a pen. It could go into your phone. My to-do manager has an iPhone app and I can drop things directly into that inbox. It can be a certain pad of paper that you always use. Try to minimize the number of places that you write the stuff down. And you know why, because you're doing the wrap session every week, that when you have to go around and look all over the place for these, it gets kind of annoying. Consolidate, because you know it's going to happen. That is all I have to say about the magnificent mind dump. You know it's going to happen. Be prepared. And, like I said, if you haven't done it for a while and it seems like you end up with this huge list, it might seem kind of overwhelming. That is going to get smaller and smaller and smaller. Like I said, the more opportunities you give your mind to get this stuff out on a systematic basis, the less it's going to try to keep track of. And you're not going to have to do these, you know, massive, huge mind dumps again.
Get more Mastering Your 21st Century Workflow lessons at naturalprofessional.com. I'm Shawn Tuttle, signing off with a reminder that the era of struggle is over.